السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم ذنبه. وقال، من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy has granted us this holy month of Ramadan, which is a special gift only for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The previous nations and Ummah never had this opportunity as the fasting of the whole month, the month of Ramadan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهَرَ فَلْيَسُمُهُ. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whoever witnesses or whoever present during the month of Ramadan, it is incumbent, it is farz, it is compulsory upon him or her to fast. Except two excuses by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in kana maridan aw ala safarin. Only two excuses. If a person during the month of Ramadan is very, very sick, hospitalized, or he cannot make it because of the sickness. And other excuse is a person is traveling during the month of Ramadan. So these two kind of people are given a chance not to fast, but they have to make it after Ramadan, or when a musafir returns back home, then he has to start fasting, and whatever days he missed, he has to make the qaza of those days after Ramadan. Likewise, if a sick person get cured during the month of Ramadan after 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, then rest of the Ramadan he has to fast, and whatever days he missed or she missed, he have to make the qaza after Ramadan. So it's very important month, and every moment of this holy month of Ramadan is valuable. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan with iman, with faith, and the hoping of full reward, we have to hope the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is going to grant us the reward for fasting, then Allah will forgive all his previous sins. Likewise, a qiyamul layl, tarawih salah, it is also made sunnah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever will make qiyam during the night, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to emphasize, and as we know, used to fast the whole month of Sha'ban to get ready and prepare for the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that when Ramadan used to start, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give a special sermon, a special speech just before the Ramadan. I'm just going to read the translation of this hadith. There is no time to go in detail. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala reports, on the last day of Sha'ban, like today is the last day of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed us and said, O people, there comes over you now a great month, a most blessed month, in which lies a night more greater in virtue than the 1,000 months. And this is the Laylatul Qadr. So according to this hadith, this is not only 27th of Ramadan. See, any night of Ramadan can be Laylatul Qadr. It is a month in which Allah Ta'ala has made fasting compulsory by day and has made sunnah, the Taraweeh prayer, by night. See, this is Taraweeh also from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We should not take it easy, oh, it started from time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. No, it was ordained by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but it is the difference, it is not for us. Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us and did not make it compulsory, but it is the sunnah, and sunnah is a special salat in the Ramadan. We don't pray Taraweeh rest of the year. So this is also made sunnah by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to this hadith. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever intends drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing any virtuous deed, for such a person shall be the reward like the one who had performed a farad in any other time. Any nafal ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase and give the reward in the act of farad. And whosoever perform a farad shall be blessed with the reward of 70 farais in any other time. One farad equivalent to 70 farais. One salat, farad salat, if you pray in Ramadan, only in Ramadan, will be granted a reward of 70 times. $1 spent will get the reward of $70. Likewise, this is indeed the month of patience, because when a person is hungry, you cannot play around with him. He can blow his mind. He is not insane. So hungry people can argue and fight and get angry very quick. But if a person have patience, so this is the whole month we have to fast and we have to show our patience. So the reward of the patience is Jannah, paradise. See how great reward, just controlling your emotion and your anger, Allah becomes happy and grant him the Jannah. It is the month of sympathy with one's fellow man, because all the rich people, the whole year they are not facing any kind of hunger or thirst. The fridge and deep freezers are full with the varieties of food. But when in the month of Ramadan, a rich person, it can be millionaire, billionaire, he has to fast. And fast is compulsory for him to hear. Also, his kitchen is full of the food and fruits and everything, but he cannot touch, right? So by force, a rich people also have to stay hungry till the evening. By force, they have to stay thirsty till the evening. So this experience or the process of staying hungry for 14 hours, 13 hours, that will make feel to the rich people, look, I am just fasting for one day or one month. Look at those poor people who are suffering the whole year. Even after Maghrib, we have a lot of varieties on our dastarkhan. But the poor people don't have food. Even after Maghrib, after breaking fast, they're still hungry. Our limit is just till sunset. Then we can eat as much, the whole night we eat. But for the poor people, they don't have enough food even after Maghrib. They don't even have food for the suhoor. They are fasting without even having the suhoor. They don't have cereals or milk or a lot of things like we enjoy. So their fasting continues. So we have to have that kind of sympathy and thinking of those poor people. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants us to go through with this process of hunger and thirst, so we can have sympathy with the poor people. It is the month wherein the true believers' risk is increased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every night from the Maghrib making announcement, is there anyone who's asking increasement of the risk so I can increase? So this is the opportunity for us. So we should ask the risk to increase every day. We should make dua for that. Whosoever feeds another who fasted in order to break the fast, for the feeder there shall be a forgiveness of sins and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. This is the virtue of iftar. And for such a feeder shall be in the same reward as the one who fasted during the month of Ramadan. So without that person's reward being decreased in any list. So both A fasting person will have full reward, and a person who is breaking his fast, making arrangement for iftar, he will also get the reward of all those brothers and sisters who will eat his food. Thereupon we said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not all of us possesses the means whereby we can give a fasting person to break his fast. Sahaba understood that we can only get reward when you feed someone with a full stomach. They say, we are poor, we don't have food for ourselves. How are you going to provide food to the fasting person? It is impossible for us. So Rasulullah ﷺ explained and replied, Allah Ta'ala grants the same reward to the one who gives a fasting person to break the fast a mere date. We don't have to fill his stomach. One date, or a drink of water, one bottle, or a sip of milk, little bit, that will be sufficient to get the full reward in ajr. This is the month, the first of which brings Allah's mercy. Allah has divided the whole month in three categories. First 10 days, the days of rahmah and blessing, the middle of which brings the forgiveness and maghfirah, and the last of which brings emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Whosoever lessens the burden of his servant in this month, Allah will forgive him and free him from the fire of Jahannam. And in this month, four things you should continue to perform in great number, in great quantity. Two of which shall be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while the other two shall be those without which you cannot do so. Those which shall be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are that you should in great quantity bear witness that there is no deity of worship except Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's messenger. The kalima tayyiba. Abundantly, whole month of Ramadan, you should recite kalima tayyiba. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Continuously, where you're working, you're driving, shopping, your tongue should be busy with kalima tayyiba. And the other thing is istighfar. We have to make istighfar abundantly. Just the shortened istighfar is astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Keep on saying this. These two, kalima tayyiba and istighfar. Continuously, day and night, we should be busy our tongue with this askar. And as for those without which we cannot do so, number one is we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrance into paradise and ask refuge in Him from Jahannam. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa'udhu bika min an-nar. This dua we should make continuously during the month of Ramadan. O Allah, I beg you, entrance into the Jannah, please grant me Jannah and protect me from the hellfire. If you don't know Arabic, you can say in any other language. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa'udhu bika min an-nar, or O Allah, grant me Jannah and protect me from the hellfire. Inshallah. And whoever give a person who fasted water to drink, Allah Ta'ala grant that giver to drink from my fountain. Rasulullah said, Allah will grant him the Hawza Kawsar from the my fountain, such a drink whereafter that person shall never again feel thirsty until he enter paradise. May Allah make us, all of us, among those who will be the fortunate to take the advantage of this holy month of Ramadan. My brothers, the fasting is very important, and we have to keep our fast all the way till the evening. We have to take care of our fast. So there are some rules. In short, inshallah, I'm going to read it. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. People are asking how the fast will break, what is the things which will cause the fasting to be break and roza will break. So right now, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the problem with the COVID-19 is over. But still, if someone is facing any kind of symptoms during the month of Ramadan, and he has go to the hospital or the testing center, so COVID-19 test, whether it's the swab in the mouth or in the nose, will not break the fast. While you are fasting, you can have the test of COVID-19 without any problem. Your fast will not break. Don't think they're going to put the swab in my nose, what about my fast is broken? No. Inshallah, your fast will be solid. It will not break. Number two, to check the sugar level. People, those who are suffering from diabetes, they have to check the sugar level every day in the empty stomach or after food. So checking the sugar level and take the insulin injection while fasting also will not break. It will not break. You can have the taste of the insulin while you are fasting. Only if you put the syringe direct into the stomach and inject in your stomach, then it will break. Anything goes into the stomach, even if the medicine, will break the fast. But as long as you put the needle anywhere in your finger or anywhere, it will not break the fast. So the fast will be okay. To take any kind of shot, any kind of injection while fasting will not break the fast. Keep this in mind. People are asking this question, that if I have a shot, it will not break fast, because that will go to the nerves and it doesn't go to the stomach. That's why the injection is allowed while fasting. To take a blood test, also permissible. If a person has to go to the lab and he has to take the blood, so taking out the blood will not break the fast. Something going out from his body, it will not break the fast. You can have blood test while you are fasting. Bleeding from the nose will not break the fast. The nose is bleeding while during the day, it will not break the fast. Using eye drops during the fasting is okay. If someone's, because of the allergy or some other reason, if his eye is hurting and he puts some eye drops in his eyes, that will not break the fast. It will be okay to use the eye drops into the eyes. It is okay to use surma, alcohol they put in the eyes. It is sunnah also. You can do that during the month of Ramadan. It is okay to use halal hair products or any body lotions or spray while fasting. That will not break the fast. You can apply the oil into the hair and you can have the body spray. It will be okay while fasting. A wet dream will not break the fast. During the day, if you have wet dream, it will not break the fast. You just have to perform the ghusl. During the fast, if one has to take a bath, then he/she only rinse the mouth and slightly take the water into the nostril. He should not gargle or pass the water beyond the bones. That's why, while you are fasting, even you making wudu during the fasting, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, you have to be very careful. Don't gargle too much. Like regularly we are gargling the mouth during the month of Ramadan, just put the water into your mouth and throw it. If any drop of water by mistake goes down the throat, your fast will break same time. Even one drop. Same thing, one drop goes to the bone, it will break your fast in the nose. So be careful, don't put so much water into the nostril, whether you're taking shower or you're making wudu, be careful during the month of Ramadan. It is sunnah to use the miswak while fasting. So it will not break. It is sunnah, always you should make that. Use the miswak, so it will remove the bad odor from the mouth also. Plus it is sunnah, it will increase the reward of the salah. It is said, if you make the miswak while you are making wuzu, if you use the miswak, your salat will increase to 70 times. If a person make wuzu for salat without using miswak, he will get the one salat reward. But during the wuzu, if you use the miswak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his reward to 70 times. Plus, it will protect your gums. There are so many benefits of using miswak. And greatest benefit is that a person who has the habit of using miswak every day 5 times, Allah will grant him kalima tayyiba on his last breath. This is one of the benefits of using miswak. We are so unmindful about this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even in his last moment, Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha said, Rasulullah looked to me and I understood that he wants miswak. And he had no strength to chew the miswak. He was so weak. He was lying on the lap of Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha. So Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha said, I chew for him, and then gave him the miswak. And that was the last amal he did. He used the miswak before he passed away. It shows the importance of the miswak. And today in our lives, we don't have the value of this miswak. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Cutting the hair and the clipping the nails will not break the fast. You can cut the hair, go to the barber during the month of Ramadan, as long as the male is alright. Cupping and hijab, cupping also allowed. If some person has during the day wants to do the cupping, it is okay, it will not break fast. Unless if after the hijama, after the cupping, if he feels weakness, then try to avoid it. Then don't do it during the month of Ramadan, do it after Ramadan. But if someone wants to do it, it is allowed. Taking the shower and bath during the month of Ramadan while fasting will be okay. So just to get cool down, or taking the shower during the day, that will not break the fast. Now things which break the fast, can you hear? I'm just testing. This is the problem. Few minutes, brothers. I'm done almost. Quickly, the things which will break the fast. To eat or drink by mistake is allowed. It will not break the fast. First time, if a person ate something or drank something during the day, and after eating and drinking, he realized, oh, I am fasting. So continue. Allah will forgive that. Even you ate full stomach, the whole burger you ate, as long as it's not from Burger King, Allah will forgive you. But after eating and drinking, now he's thinking and using his own logic, oh, I already ate and drank, now my fast is broken. Now second time he's eating by himself. That second time eating or second time drinking, that will break the fast. So first time is forgiven, second time it will break the fast. So keep this in mind. Don't try second time. Likewise, smelling incense and perfumes will break. Any kind of, you know, smoke or things will go into the nose, will break the fast. Eardrops. You cannot put medicine into the ear, because from ear it will go to the stomach. So eardrops we cannot use during the fasting period. It is not permissible. Nozzle spray will break the fast. If a person has asthma problem or something, if you want to use the nozzle spray, that is not allowed while fasting. Because from the nose it goes to the throat, and the medicine goes from the throat to the stomach. So, but if a person have an asthma attack during the day, so use the nozzle spray at that time. Break your fast. Because at that moment you have to protect your life. It's a life-threatening situation. Then break the fast. Don't worry about fast. Use the nostril or nozzle spray, and then make the qaza after Ramadan. You will not be sinner, because that you protecting your life. And at the time you say, okay, I cannot use till evening, you may die after 10 minutes. So this kind of suicide. So try to protect your life, even you have to break the fast. The toothpaste or mouthwash goes down to the throat, it will break the fast. That's why it's not advisable to use the toothpaste during the day. You can use before suhoor and you can use after iftar. But during the day, you should not try to use the mouthwash just to clean your mouth, is smelling. No, just use the miswak instead of that. Any drop will go down the throat, it will break your fast. If a person has an asthma attack, then he can break the fast and use the inhaler or medicine, but he has to make qaza after Ramadan. Here I explain you. Vomiting the full mouth will break the fast. If someone is vomiting full mouth, then the fast will break. During the month of Ramadan, if a person is fasting and his tooth is hurting, in here to extract the tooth, it is allowed. But you have to make sure the dispenser, the cleaning dispenser or blood and water should not go down the throat. While it's extracting, they put some water and they put some, no. So if the blood is coming out from the gums and it goes down the throat, that will break the fast. So don't try to excrete during the month of Ramadan, but if it's necessary, then we have to do it. May Allah give us the tawfiq.